Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys Helping Kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at OklahomaCattlemen.org. Order Ranch Rodeo tickets at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 20th and 21st.
If you ever find yourself in a dispute, don't forget about the Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program. The Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program has been helping people in agriculture resolve conflicts since 1987. Their professional mediators can help farmers and ranchers and federal agencies work together to reach a good solution without getting into the courts. So the next time a conflict comes up with lease issues or family farm transitions, neighbor disputes, or anything else that might need a mediator, give Oklahoma Ag Mediation a call at 800-248-5465 or go to ok.gov/mediation.
Well, there was quite a bit of volatility in cattle futures last week, but the end result just showed moderate gains of less than a dollar in live cattle and about a buck and a half for feeders. Cash cattle were higher, with live cattle $2 higher, the dress cattle a dollar higher. It was positive to see a gain in cash, but it paled in comparison to a daily rise in box beef prices, anywhere from $2 to $4 on a daily basis. Just on Friday, Choice was up $3.68, Select was up $3.32. The huge disconnect between cash and cutouts was evident again over the past few weeks. Hog futures showed a monumental effort to close higher after substantial losses on Friday. August futures were the star of the complex last week as it needed to remain in line with underlying cash despite what the sentiment was for later contracts. The National Direct Afternoon Report was down 76 cents, but cutouts able to gain 55 cents. Uncertainty remains over demand, which is keeping a lid on the aggressive buying futures. Kansas City and Chicago wheat futures taking a breather from recent gains, while Minneapolis wheat is firm and trading up near the highs. Paris milling wheat futures are down just slightly and within 1.5 euros of the recent contract high. French wheat's now 66% harvested, but that's nearly 2 weeks behind average following weeks of rain, with excess rain leading to quality concerns. Ukraine is now 46% complete with their wheat harvest. Corn futures are weaker to begin the week, but still trading within the 20 to 25 cent range that we've seen for the past month. Some decent rains fell over the weekend, especially in South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Soybeans down just slightly, possibly halting the three-day rally after last Tuesday's plunge. Beneficial weekend rains certainly helped some of the drier areas of the central and northern corn belt, but the weather ahead features a return to the warm to hot and mostly dry weather for the western and northern plains. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
August live cattle at 42 cents, 123. October up 30 at 127.87. August feeder cattle up 220, 159.85. September up 217, 163.32. August hogs up 47 cents, 87.60. December up 87 at 81.75. Kansas City wheat, September up 14 and a quarter Friday, 705 and three quarters. December was up 14 and a half, 717 and a half. Chicago wheat, September up 6 and a quarter, 719. December up 8 cents at 733 and a quarter. September corn down 3/4 at 555. December up 3.5 at 556 and a half. September soybeans up 8.5, 1344 and a quarter penny.
That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.